Lecture with Victor Davis Hanson, a senior fellow for the Hoover Institution, a classicist, also a farmer. San Joaquin Valley, the Central Valley, the breadbasket of the solar system, and water. I've over the years learned from Victor's good friend, Devin Nunes, former congressman, now CEO of Truth Social and the Vineyard, Devin Nunes, that water is the driver for bounty in the San Joaquin Valley. And Victor, in a recent podcast, walked me through the steps one more time, but here's the irony. There's plenty of water. The snowpack is huge. The water, it rained all winter into the spring. There's water in the American River. There's water in the Sacramento River. Why not in the San Joaquin Valley? Why are they holding you back from producing more of everything?
There's 5 million acres in the center of the state, and the eastern part, where we are near the Sierra, we have local irrigation districts, so we don't need large transfers. So we depend, and we can get water from the Sierra, and then it enriches and replenishes our groundwater. But that's not most of the acreage. As you point out, it's along the west side, 5 million acres. And that water depends on vast transfers from Northern California, where one-third of the people live, but three times the water of the state falls there. And that this is a wet year, not as quite as wet as the record year, but it's getting there. And my point is those reservoirs are filling up. The contracts are on the books. All they have to do is put the water in the California aqueduct, pump it around the delta, and then fill the contracts. And they're not doing that, that they being the State Water Resources Board. And the reason they're not is they are captive to these romantic ideas that riparian banks on the tributaries of the Sacramento River, the American River, the San Joaquin, these should be running full blast with the snow melt all year long. And so they think that agriculture and farming, especially on the west side that has no water table and is 100% reliable, relying on that water transfer should be, it's contingent, it's collateral. It doesn't really matter if we plant crops or not, but it is very important that the water, as it did in the 19th century, flow out to the sea. And that's what they're doing. It's an environmental choice that is predicated on the idea that 41 million people do not need things like tomatoes and cotton and lettuce and almonds and peaches and plums and grapes and wine, all of that stuff that's irrigated along the west side of this Central Valley.
You had my attention when you said pistachios. Do they claim it's a drought this year, a drought?
There's water rationing. I think that they only got about 20% of their contracts. Yeah, I think they call it a man-made. I mean, they feel it's a man-made drought. So if you look at the great 3 million acre foot San Luis Reservoir, which was designed for farming to hold that water and bank it and then release it to farmers. It's almost full, and yet the farmers will not have that access to that water. That water will go to municipal districts entirely, or it won't be completely filled by August or July because the water that fills it, the aqueduct, will much of it will be diverted into the San Francisco Bay Delta.
Who makes money on this? How do you make money by throwing water into the ocean?
You don't. You don't make any money. And unfortunately, when you look at California, we've got 280,000 people left over 16, 17 months. And we have a $76 billion budget deficit that we have to, you can't borrow it. You have to, at the end of the year, you have to balance it. And agriculture is a big, it contributes a lot of money to the economy and spin off industries. And yet it's the same thing. It's across the board. We're the fourth largest oil and gas reservoir state. We have enormous supplies of oil and gas we're not using. We used to be the leader in nuclear power. We've shut down all but one nuclear plant. So these are choices that we've made to go back to the 19th century, and it's all contingent on the idea, well, we're the place where Silicon Valley is, and they have $9 trillion in market capitalization, and they will carry us through, and it's not happening. And so people are starting to say, you know what, it's too expensive here to live, food's too expensive, fuel's too expensive, taxes are too high, and we get very, very little in terms of infrastructure, schools, or anything. The state has the infrastructure that it had when I grew up, when it was about 15 million people. They haven't expanded the transportation or the water delivery system or the reservoir system.
Victor Davis Hanson for the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,